Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's daylight savings time. It happened this weekend. So if you're listening here with us live, and I know you've already set your clocks, you've probably been already late if you missed it to whatever you had going on yesterday. But daylight savings time, this is some interesting information. I don't know if you knew this, guys.
I don't know.
Pat is the, you know, we don't Google. We just ask Pat. You know, we just ask Pat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But Pat, you may or may not know this. I don't know, but let's give it a try. Daylight savings times was first introduced during World War I. And it was to conserve
Woodrow
resources.
That was so he could go around and give his speeches when he's trying to get information. I knew that was what it was. Because he sent speakers on train rides.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what he did?
Oh, my goodness. It was Woodrow. I knew somewhere he was in here.
Woodrow.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, listen, it wasn't until 1966 that they had a Uniform Time Act. It was supposed to, you know, standardize the system. And back in 2008, they did a survey to find out how much daylight we're actually, you know, how much resources we're actually saving energy. They said we saved 0.5%. And it was enough energy to power 122,000 homes every year, right? But so many times, I mean,
that was back then. It was only a light bulb.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But you think about it, I like daylight savings. I like more time. They say, you know, these studies say that they reduce crime, I guess, because people are outside in their neighborhoods. But, you know, 1 hour, just 1 hour, supposedly, right? 1 hour of daylight saving times a week. So actually seven hours a week and about 28 hours a month.
I never added it up.
Well, you know, Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah,
I like that.
You're giving me a whole new perspective.
224 hours a year, because it's 8 months, you know, period from now. They moved it up because it used to be in April. Now they moved it up in March. Yeah, March to November. But you look at that, and a lot of people just think, okay, more time to be outside. But you think about it, an extra daylight hour. You know how many things that you can do to be fruitful in the kingdom of God in an extra daylight hour?
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, think about it, you know. One of the things is that, you know, Pat's really, you know, encouraging me in this area about getting in shape and looking at his, you know, his regimen that he does. But
amazing, isn't it?
Amazing. I mean, amazing.
Coming in here with his little Nike sweatband on his head, you know, his Walkman. And his little, you know, basketball shorts.
Well, you remember those plastic suits that you used to wear?
And his poodle. Yeah, I heard about his poodle when I was out of town. That was awesome, man. What's his name? What's the poodle's name?
No comment.
No comment. Oh,
my goodness. Well, fitness. You know, you want to be able to be prepared and energized and full of health to do what God's called you to do and to be fruitful in the season that he's called us to be fruitful.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to all of us, talking to myself, but, you know, getting outside and getting some fresh air.
It's different, though. I mean, you're only like half, you know, the issue. It's different when you're, I'm probably twice as long.
but when you're short, you know, it's still like a round ball, at least if you're tall, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know.
Yeah. Somebody says, I ran the dash. They weren't talking about an athlete. I look like a dash. No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, more time. You can be out in the neighborhood. You can go out and meet your neighbors. And just being out in the mix with this extra sunlight, you know, to me, I'm feeling challenged. Like, seize that extra hour for God. And don't just count it just for another opportunity to just enjoy the summer and to do me time. But think about it, how you can be blessed and how you can be bless others. You know, I found out during the hurricane that most people don't even get a chance to meet their neighbors. And I didn't get a chance to meet my neighbors until a tragedy hit, and now we're outside and talking and helping each other out. But use that extra hour to be out, walk your neighborhoods, and have the opportunity to share the love of God with someone. People, especially in the Northeast, now that the weather's nice, they're starting to, you know, peek out their houses and come outside their homes.
The cubby holes, right?
Is it safe? Is it right? Is it warm?
What do they call that? What is it, Groundhog Day? Peek outside and see if it's good.
So during this year, you maximize that hour. The 224 daylight hours we have in this 8 months,
right?
Use it for God. Use it for God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.